Welcome to season four of Your Next Mission video podcast. We have a great show for you today that focuses on the importance of education in our veteran community. Calvin Gums of Purdue University joins us to talk about how education plays a role for our military service members as they embark on that new chapter of their lives after military service. You won't want to miss this one. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Your Next Mission video podcast, where we tell the stories of those who have served in the past and those who are serving today. From transition to financial wellness, VA benefits to mental health, we cover issues facing veterans, active military, and their families. Now here's your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army and co-founder of the American Freedom Foundation, Jack L. Tilley.
Hello out there, warriors past and present and your families, and thank you for your service to our great country. Now, before we get started, I personally want to thank our presenting sponsors, Navy Federal Credit Union, Purdue Global, and USAA for making Your Next Mission happen. They love our veterans and families, and you know I say it every week, we love them too. As I said earlier, we have a great show today focused on education, and I'm so excited to introduce Chief Warrant Officer retired, Calvin Gums, U.S. Navy, and Executive Director for Educational Partnership at Purdue University. Welcome to the show.
Sergeant Major Tilley, great to be here. It's an absolute honor to be here with you today. I'm excited to chat with you on the show. Also, sincere thanks for all you do to advocate for our veteran community, myself included.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it. You know, there's a lot of stuff we want to talk about here in the next couple of seconds. But before we do that, could you tell the audience just a little bit about yourself?
Absolutely. Appreciate the opportunity. So, you know, I'll tell you, I'm still getting used to this new chapter of my life. After 22 years in the Navy on active duty, you know, these days I'm proud to call myself a veteran of my community in Pensacola, Florida. As you know, Pensacola is a great military town. So now I work for Purdue University, supporting a truly great mission. I'm a husband, my wife a veteran, we have two great kids. So I'm truly fortunate for this new chapter of my life to contribute to serve and contribute to people's lives through education. But I gotta say one last thing in form of a introduction, Sergeant Major. I've been retired for 5 months and I still can't kick the habit of weekly haircuts and close shaves. I don't know when that ends after retirement, but life is good in this chapter.
Well, I tell you, I woke up at 4:30 in the morning for about 6 years because I was used to doing that. It's hard to get out of there. And now that the shaving, I identify with that too. I'm a little bit better now. I can wait a couple of days and then, you know, and then if it gets a little bristly, then I'll shave. But I know exactly what, and it's a culture shock too. It's just moving into a new environment. Hey, you graduated from Purdue Global in 2021. What motivated you to pursue a degree at that time? And what was the experience like that, what impact, really, I guess, did it have on your life?
Absolutely. A little context, right? So I enlisted in the Navy, like many, right out of high school, 18 years old. And again, like many of us, I had a call to serve. But more than anything, I needed structure in my life, right? So all my siblings had either gone to school or were going to school. So they were taking the educational track. And for me, I had a moment of reflection at a young age, hard to admit to that, but I knew I wasn't ready for school. That said, through my career, I always had a desire to start school. Like many of us, as I progressed through organizations and various ranks and duty stations, I was getting some college credits here and there, amassing some credits over time. But like so many Americans, to the tune of 40 million Americans, I had now some credit, but no degree. So for me, I knew it was time to buckle down. And around 2017, I started doing some research, right? Looking at a number of fully online schools to help me, you know, kind of achieve this professional goal. So anyway, after much research, I found Purdue University Global, and honestly, I'm so glad I did. You know, I got a chance to kind of start my comeback, if you will, an educational journey through Purdue Global, and I couldn't be happier. And I'll tell you, in terms of an experience, you know, for me, it was remarkable. It really was a profound experience for me, and not just for me, Sergeant Major, but for my family. It was always amazing. My kids were tremendous supporters. They'd see me there on the laptop asking me if I was logging on for a class. And it was a really profound experience, both for me and my family, as they supported me. And I guess I'd be remiss if I didn't say that the experience, while good and very impactful, it was challenging. You know, I'm a unit leader on active duty. I'm a father, husband. I'm a neighbor. I've got community, civic duties, other organizational duties. So, you know, now you add the element of school while you're trying to balance all these other things. It was challenging. It truly, truly was. But what I'll say, I guess, in closing to this is that I feel that I was so much better for the opportunity to be challenged through this world-class education that I got at Purdue University Global. And not only did it help me professionally as a chief warrant officer on active duty over a course of a number of roles and assignments, but it also helped me prepare for the next chapter, my next mission, if you will, into retirement.
Yeah, I think what happens is, you know, when you're a young kid, when you came to serve, just like me, when you're a young kid, you don't really understand the importance of education. And what happens is you get a little bit older, you realize, oh, wait a minute, what does education do for me? And really, it's about yourself. Well, it opens more doors for you. It gives you more experience. It better educates you about whatever you want to work with or do. But the other thing that you said, and I really like, people that go on active duty need to think about not today, but maybe 20 years from today, or 30 years, or 15 years from today. Because it's, you know, again, education. I mean, I used to tell people, I don't know if this is right or not. I'd say if you got an associate's degree, it's $60,000 or $70,000 or whatever the people are getting now on the market there. But if you got a bachelor's degree, it could be another $30,000 added on to that. You got a master's degree, another $30,000. So you got to think about how it's going to help you and your family. Hey, would you
Add one more thing.
Yeah,
to that.
Go ahead.
You know, recognizing that you want to get a degree at some point, you know, I think for all of us, we got to think about what will this educational journey, who will it be with, right? So I'll just take me for example, and the many that are at Purdue University and Purdue University Global across our system. You know, when you choose an educational journey through a world-class university, right, which represents such a rich traditional and educational history, I mean, we go back 150 years, you quickly get a sense that you're going to accomplish some things. So now you have this military experience, you've got this great education through, say, a university like Purdue. Boy, and it really just gives you new perspective and catapults you into the world out there in an exciting way.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, would you describe your role with Purdue and really with relationship between, you know, Purdue University and Purdue Global? What's your role in that?
Great question. I'll just go on the relationship piece first. For me, it's very simple. Purdue University is Purdue Global, and Purdue Global is Purdue University, right? So. Purdue Global is but one part of an expansive university system that has been, and I tell you, I love that we live this, that has been largely driven by a purpose greater than ourselves. Our mission is simple, and that's to serve everyone. And Purdue Global really affords us the opportunity to serve beyond like the borders of Indiana, right? It allows us to take educationals to every corner of the country. You know, Purdue Global has helped the Purdue system further reimagine and deliver accessible education for the 21st century beyond and in ways that we couldn't do in the past, right? So simply put, Purdue Global just affords us the opportunity to do more and serve more.
Yeah.
That said, my role is simple, right? I work in the Office of Industry Partnerships. And so for me, I look across the Department of Defense, Veterans Affairs, and other organizations, and I look for new opportunities. I foster existing relationships, and at times I reintroduce ourselves, the Purdue system, Purdue Global, as a strong, willing, agile, and capable partner to help the services, the departments, meet the educational needs of veterans, uniformed personnel, and eligible dependents. I think they are critically important And our desire and our ability to serve them is truly humbling. And I'll tell you, I'll say one last thing. My mission in my role is focused on, you know, building meaningful relationships that generate mutual trust. Trust, as you know, is critical to a relationship, right? And in the end, you know, we want to generate a meaningful educational experience for those who serve. So, you know, building relationships, trust, and then, you know, creating and generating an experience, an educational experience for those who serve is at the heart of what I wake up to do every day.
Yeah. You know, you hit a lot of good stuff there, but the one I like it all, trust is a big one. When you talk, if they don't trust you, they're not gonna go to. I got another question. It really says how, but why has Purdue developed such a tremendous appetite for serving our veteran community?
Yeah, great question. You bet. So Purdue's, you know, just not to give the listeners a history lesson here, but you know, Purdue ties to the U.S. military go back to the first classes trained at ROTC, Reserve Officer Training Corps at Purdue back in 1876, right? So as you know, Purdue has had a long-standing commitment to the development of military personnel and then world-class military-related research, right? So that's made significant contributions and innovative advances to our national defense, right? So then taking a step back from that and kind of looking at the world now, our appetite, we are acutely aware that roughly 200,000, that's a staggering number, 200,000 Americans become veterans every year. And you know, Sergeant Major, they're returning to their homes, they're finding new communities to call home. And in many cases, some of these veterans are reinventing themselves in new and exciting careers, right? So beyond an appetite, you know, we at Purdue feel a strong sense of responsibility to ensure that our veterans know that a world-class, meaningful and affordable education and an affordable educational experience, to take it a step further, is within their reach at Purdue Global. And that's, you know, when I say that it's a sense of responsibility for us at Purdue, that is fact. I mean, we wake up every day with that sense of responsibility to serve and go out there and ensure that they know that they can make their comeback with us, if you will.
Well, the other thing too, is you got, when you're talking about helping veteran community, just like me and you, when we went into the service, I went in at 17 years old and got out at 55. Well, I got out at 21, then I got out again at 55. But I stayed a long time. But my focus while on active duty was not education. It was about protect and defend the Constitution of the United States, you know, about for our country. So I understand exactly what. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. We're talking with Chief Warrant Officer retired Kelvin Gumbs, U.S. Navy, and Executive Director for Educational Partnership at Purdue University. And you're watching Your Next Mission video podcast with me, your host, Jack L. Tilley, 12th Sergeant Major. I always love saying that. Don't forget, if you're enjoying the discussion, and I know that you are, please like us. Click on that subscribe button below. Also, click on the bell next to the subscribe button to receive notifications of all our upcoming video podcast releases. Kelvin, I understand Purdue University Global are going through some rebranding of sorts.
Absolutely, sure thing. I'll be glad to talk about that. And before I get too far, you know, as it pertains to the rebranding, there's been a great team across Purdue leading that effort to get it absolutely right, Sergeant Major. So a big thanks to them. But, you know, the rebranding for us, it was an opportunity. It was an opportunity for us to communicate to the world in an even more genuine way that we already have, that we at Purdue Global want our students to have an experience. You know, we're welcoming those 40 million Americans that I talked about earlier with some college credit but no degree to come back and start their comeback stories with us. So that experience will have that educational experience will have a very strong meaning and a very different feel. You know, at Purdue Global, our students and veterans, they're not just enrollment, Sergeant Major, and this is not just about speed to the degree. You know what I mean? Speed to the degree. We want them to know that when they join us here at Purdue, to know that they're going to be challenged in a good way, that they're going to thrive, and that they too here at Purdue Global will join the many Purdue Boilermakers across the world who've called themselves themselves, as we like to say, the instigators of progress, the instigators of discovery, and that they're going to go on and change the world for the better because of this world-class education that we're offering them here at Purdue University Global. And as you and I both know, our veterans, they want a mission, Sergeant Major. Our veterans want to make their communities and the world a better place. We here at Purdue Global know that our educational offerings paired with their pair extremely well with their military experience. And that's a great mix, and that's a great recipe for some very successful comeback stories. So the rebranding is an opportunity for us to welcome so many people to the Purdue University system and start their educational journeys with us.
Yeah, it sounds like it's really going to have a tremendous impact in the veteran community with the rebranding.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you that, you know, recently our board of trustees approved back in April, or rather endorsed the vision statement for what we're calling online learning 2.0. You know, and it's really exciting. And I don't have the exact words of the approval of the vision statement, but I'll paraphrase. You know, Purdue, we get the distinct honor of being among the few American universities that provide distinct educational modalities designed to meet varying educational needs, right? So from traditional undergraduate students to mid-career students seeking a more advanced professional degree. And then what we're doing at Global to answer the needs of adult learners, you know, looking to come back and earn a college degree while balancing work, life, military duties. And by the way, veterans are undoubtedly included in that. So it's exciting that through this new vision, we get to serve in so many different ways through the power of education.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, would you tell the audience about some of the, I guess you have some new programs in Purdue undertaken to give, you know, really to give our veteran community, you know, I guess it's, well, I wouldn't say guess, but more opportunities in the corporate world?
Sure, absolutely. It's exciting, right? Because we recognize it, you know, it's not just education and then it's over, right? We're on a continuum of growth, but I'll focus on what I guess I could describe as two unique, very different things, but it kind of showcases some of the things that we're doing across the system. You know, at Purdue, it's no secret. Our uniformed and veteran students perform extremely well. They just do. Their grit, their steadfast pursuit to achieving goals make them extremely successful students, right? So with that comes kind of the element of what's next, or what else can we do at Purdue to ensure that our veterans succeed? So for example, you know, at Purdue Global, we have the Center for Career Advancement. And this is really exciting. You get a highly dedicated team there at the Center for Career Advancement who has an unshakable commitment to our military student success beyond the classroom. So they crosswalk MOSs and ratings to relevant career opportunities to assist those service members that are transitioning out or those veterans that are already out there to assist them to find employment opportunities across the country. So you got this dedicated team of employer and career specialists that are equipped with the tools that allow them to reach out and source students and graduates with the right credentials, the right skills and attributes to complement the business environment and further the goals of any organization. You know, the team at the Center for Career Advancement knows that everywhere that veterans go, they make an immediate and positive impact in the workforce. So I highlight that as one effort at Purdue Global, and I honestly see it as a flagship model for veteran career advancement, because they're constantly looking for ways to innovate and modernize their approach to serving veterans beyond the classroom. So that's really, really exciting. So that's at Purdue Global. And I'll tell you, another exciting opportunity that is happening at Purdue Online, and it's very unique, but it also highlights the way that we are just groundbreaking in so many ways. But and by the way, I think between this Purdue Online initiative and Purdue Global, we'll find a way to cross-collaborate, if you will. But we got a program out there called the Victors Program. And, you know, we love our acronym, Sergeant Major. But what that really means is the Veterans Inclusion and Competency Towards Semiconductors Program. Semiconductors, microelectronics, that's for people way smarter than me. But what we're talking about is chips, manufacturing of chips. And at Purdue Online, we've got incredibly smart people. We just put a cohort of veterans through an intense 40-hour hybrid program to train and assess veterans on semiconductor fabrication. Sounds pretty complicated. And we offered that through the expertise of the Purdue University Elmore Family School of Electrical and Computer Engineering and well-known partner corporations that help us with logistics. So anyway, we recently awarded a cohort of veterans Purdue University sponsored certificates. And let me tell you, Sergeant Major, these veterans got these certificates, and the certificates encompass learning on elements like semiconductor basics, clean room operations and safety, subrate, oxidation, thin film deposition, thermal diffusion, ion implementation, and more. And this cohort was yet another example of how the veteran community can be so adaptable to new educational opportunities. And then in turn, they'll go out and answer a critical national need, a manufacturing need. So we've got a vision for how that program will expand, this online program will expand. And we want to do it at scale, right, Sergeant Major, so that we can lead in answering a national need and put veterans to work in an emergency, in an emerging industry, if you will, across the U.S. So those are two really unique opportunities. And I'll add one more, because we could go on and on about what Purdue's doing to support veterans. But Purdue's working diligently to add more student coaches. We already have coaching teams, but we want to add more student coaches, and they'll have a focus on veteran success to set their to help them see their degree goals through to completion so they can enter the workforce quickly. You know, we've added recently a director of military student experience. They're focused on compliance, Sergeant Major, so we can always ensure that we're in a position to serve those that serve. So it's beyond exciting to talk about some of the things we're doing for veterans across Purdue and at Purdue Global, indeed.
Yeah, well, then you're probably going to find this a crazy question. You probably answered most of it as you saw right there. Why are veterans so qualified to participate in these programs? I know why, but tell me why. Why do you think anyway?
I'll tell you that for me, and you know it, and I'm sure our listeners know it. You know, our veterans, their work ethic, their determination, their mental agility, their ability to just get after it in a positive manner and make everywhere they go such a better place, and they succeed at everything they do. So for us, if we can support the veteran community through the power of education and couple it with the strengths that so many veterans bring to so many different industries, you know, Sergeant Major, it's anytime that you can welcome a veteran and then a highly educated veteran and a veteran that's educated with relevant education, it's really a magic for success. And frankly, it's the strength of our nation.
Yeah, yeah. I think the other thing, too, as you're talking, I was thinking about it's the veteran, but also the military spouse, too.
100%.
Yeah, because, I mean, the military, I used to tell people, you know, I'm a soldier, I know what's going on, but my wife knows probably a lot more about those kind of programs than I do. But the military spouse is just, oh, my goodness. They're perfect for anything, I'm sure.
And I'll tell you, Sergeant Major, my wife, Mandy, of you know, 17 years has been an absolute champion, not just for me, but a champion for so many other military families that you get to mentor and welcome young service members into your commands and units. So, yeah, the spouses are undoubtedly at the top of their game always.
Yeah, I got. Hey, Calvin, don't go anywhere. We're going to take a quick break, a commercial break. We'll be right back. We got a lot more to talk about, so don't you go anywhere. We'll be right back. You're watching Your Next Mission video podcast.
You're watching Your Next Mission video podcast, proudly presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, the most trusted credit union owned by members of the military community, serving all branches of the armed forces and their families. Their members are the mission. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. Purdue Global. You're ready for a comeback, and with Purdue Global, you can do more than take classes. You can take charge of your story, of your career, of your life. Earn a degree you can be proud of and get an education employers respect. Start your comeback at PurdueGlobal.edu. USAA.
A promise is a trust not to be broken. Whether spoken with an oath or sealed with a pinky. And after 100 years, we're still taking care of the military community and their families. That's our mission, always.
Now back to your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, Jack L. Tilley.
Welcome back. We're blessed to be here today with Chief Warrant Officer retired Kelvin Gumbs of U.S. Navy Executive Director for Educational Partnership at Purdue University. And I want all of our viewers to reach out to me directly. Tell us about your, you know, tell us about your transition. Tell us what topics you'd like us to cover. You know, I tell you every week that it's not my show, this is our show. So tell us what you want to talk about on the show. You can call or text me at 844-424-1134, and I'll actually reach back out to you. Or send me an email at smatilly@yournextmission.org. Well, we're heading into our final segment with you today, and I hope you've enjoyed it just as much as I have. I just have a couple more questions. Why do you think Purdue Global is a good fit for military students?
You know, Sergeant Major Tilley, I'll tell you, I'll answer this, but I just want to just tell a brief story. I was recently on campus a couple weeks ago, sitting at some high-level strategy talks, and I grabbed me a comfortable seat all the way in the back of the room, you know, potted plant back there, and I'm just listening. I'm observing. And after spending 2 days with all these wonderful leaders, it was apparent to me, and it's just simple. At Purdue Global, how we value our veteran community, it starts at the top. We're led by a gentleman by the name of Chancellor Frank Dooley. And let me tell you, Sergeant Major, he's a strong, humble man, a servant leader, and you know that's a heck of a quality. He's an incredible champion and advocate for our military and veteran community, right? So it starts at the top. And then in turn, it works its way across the rank and file. The entire faculty and staff take time daily to reflect that we're honored to serve those that serve, as I mentioned earlier. So we recognize the sacrifices of the military family. You know, we at Purdue Global, we're humbled by the sacrifices of our veterans. You know, these are the sons and daughters of the nation, as you know, right? So, you know, they make our communities better every day. And we're always in amazement by those service members that are still wearing the cloth of the nation, right? So, and they're doing their duty as you and I talk. So when you think about a university faculty that we have at Purdue Global specifically, and staff who never lose sight of those sacrifices, what happens is, Sergeant Major, is they in turn do everything they can every single day to ensure that our students do great at Purdue Global. That faculty and staff go out of their way because they want to make our veteran, our uniformed service members feel welcome. And they're with them every step of the way. So it's truly something special and unique that we have here at Purdue Global. But it's really across the entire system. When you think about our rich history with the military, our faculty and staff wake up every day with a genuine desire to ensure that our veterans, our active duty, reserve, and all eligible dependents that come to Purdue know that we're with them step by step to ensure their success. So I think communicating their genuine and sincere care for student success is exactly why we are a tremendous choice for folks to come and make those comebacks and start their comeback stories with us.
Yeah, I think the other thing is, there's a lot of people that talk about caring for the veterans and stuff. Purdue is really showing that they really do care. I mean, by modifying their courses, trying to do everything they can to ensure that a veteran gets their education prior to ever getting out of the service. What advice would you have for someone considering going back to school, especially after they earn a degree?
You know, I appreciate you asking that question, right? Because as I was transitioning out of the military after 22 years, I was constantly seeking advice, having conversations with folks that had been down that road before. And number one is, you're not alone. You're not alone. There's veteran communities. There's those we serve. There's those that we've had the opportunity to serve alongside. There's so many resources. But I'll tell you, I'll make a couple shameless plugs here. Before you leave service, my advice, attend a transition assistance program course, or as we know it, TAP, and pay especially close attention to the My Education portion of that course. You know, the Department of Defense Military Civilian Transition Office has done a terrific job to modernize what TAP looks like. You know, Sergeant Major, TAP has changed much from your days to my days. And, it, you know, the reality is that it's constantly evolving and modernizing. So I tell folks, go to TAP. And if you can, go to TAP twice. And then what I would say is, really think about what you want your educational journey to mean and what you will achieve with the educational journey that you chose, right? I also would say, take time to understand your post 9/11 GI Bill. You got to ask a lot of questions. There's a lot of resources. The Department of Veterans Affairs is very active on various social media platforms, communicating changes or latest information that's affecting your benefit. So you got to stay up to date with information from the VA on your post 9/11 GI Bill. And Sergeant Major Tilley, if I may, the last thing I would say in terms of advice, once you find that place that you're going to begin your educational journey with, have fun. Immerse yourself in the courses. Engage with the faculty, your fellow students, network. And if all that takes place, you know, a lot of our veteran community are going to be able to go forth and do great things with that great education that pairs with great military experience. So yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of resources that folks should take advantage of. But think about what you want to do, what you want to achieve, have fun with it, and just go out there and make the world a better place.
Yeah, you covered a lot of great topics, right? Real quick. Hopefully I can hit on them. One is that when you go to TAPS, take your spouse.
You bet.
I think going to TAPS twice or three times is a great idea. The second thing is most people don't know anything about the GI Bill. And they start learning about the GI Bill when they, you know, either after they get out of their service or maybe the last 30 days. And so start that process a little bit early. And I think the last thing I'd say is that when you know you've decided to get out of the service, you know, and you have 2 or 3 or 4 years left, I would say at least 2 years out, start that process about making sure that you close everything out. The other thing I'll tell you, you said get your degree. I would tell you that once you get out of the service, what's the main thing you're worried about? Finding a job. Mm-hmm. You're not going to have all those opportunities. It's going to be a little bit tougher. So while you're on active duty is probably a better time for you to finish up your degree, all your education prior to ever getting out of the service.
And Sergeant Major, I'll tell you what, I'm glad you said that. And what I'll add is that in the age of social media, you know, information is so readily accessible, and you can scroll on your phone and immediately start ensuring that you have the latest information. But I got to tell you, you go to to various sites. There's so many incredible people out there, so many incredible and reputable organizations that want to educate service members to ensure that they succeed for education, to enter the workforce, and to conquer the world.
Yeah, no, I agree. Hey, first of all, let me tell you, it's been great talking today, and you put a lot of very good information to the audience, and I appreciate what you've done, appreciate for your service, and keep up the good work. Any final thoughts, anything you want to share with the audience maybe we missed or you want to, you know, highlight again?
You know, I'll tell you, never miss an opportunity for some final words, right? So you bet I'll jump on that.
Absolutely.
But I'll keep it quick because it has been a tremendous conversation. You know, for us at Purdue, it's simple. We welcome all veterans, their families, and current service members to make those educational comebacks with us at Purdue Global. You know, I've said it a few times, we're humble. We're humbled by the many that have already entrusted us with their educational needs. And we are excited to be able to fulfill their educational goals and dreams. And I'll tell you, Sergeant Major, our desire to want to ensure that everyone that wants to go to school. Our desire to ensure that everyone that wants to go to school gets that experience is unshakable. We're deeply committed to serving those to serve. Education is still one of the great tangible tools that anyone can use, specifically service members, to go out there and just do great things. It's still truly one of the great opportunities out there. Oh, and by the way, the fact that we have tremendous resources and tremendous tools at our disposal, be it the GI Bill, TA, and so many other things, service members are incredibly blessed. So go out there, achieve those educational dreams, and go out there and make the world a better place.
Hey, I appreciate it. Well, keep up the good work. You and Purdue, I know you guys are doing a great job. And again, thanks for coming on the show today.
Thank you. It was an honor.
There you go. Thanks to Chief Warrant Officer, retired, Kelvin Gums, for being with us today. I'm Jack Altieri, 12th Sergeant Major of the Army. You've been watching Your Next Mission video podcast. And thank you for watching today. Please visit our website at yournextmission.org and leave me a review. I always say, I hope it's a good review, but if it's a bad one, I guess I can take that too. You can also visit our nonprofit partners there who can provide you with so many services that will assist you in your transition from the military. Also, please visit our corporate partners and see all the jobs that are available. Please know we want to assist you any way we can. I always like to say that twice. Please know we, all of us, want to assist you any way we can. Please follow me on all my personal social media pages. I never thought I'd ever say that. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn, and Rumble. And if you enjoyed this discussion with Calvin, please like us and click on that subscribe button below. Also, don't forget to click on the bell next to the subscribe button too. Don't forget, we want to hear from you. Please leave me a message or send me a text at 844-424-1134 or send me an email at smatilly@yournextmission.org. Thanks again to Chief Warrant Officer Calvin Gums for joining us today. I hope I got that right. It was great having you on the show. And I just want to say, just on a final thought, education is so important. If you got an associate's, get a bachelor. You got a bachelor's, get a master. You got a master's, get a doctorate. But think about the future of your life. It's so important for you and your spouse to have that education. And Purdue is a university that cares about their veteran community. So don't wait. Don't sit on your backside and do anything. Go out there and get your education. Again, thanks for watching. Thanks to New Mind Studios, and of course, our presenting sponsors, Navy Federal Credit Union, Purdue Global, and USAA. We appreciate all you do for our military. And as always, see you on the high ground. Hooah!
You've been listening to Your Next Mission, brought to you by the American Freedom Foundation. Learn more by visiting yournextmission.org.